Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Daryl Ryder is in for Ken Carmen, but first we go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Mary Kay Cabot of Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, were you surprised at all? I know you said you got a chance to talk to Jarvis around the time of the beginning of the offseason. Does this shock you at all?
Well, I talked to him at the Super Bowl, so I actually spoke with him just a couple of days before he had this surgery, and I knew something was up at that point. I put it in my story. He said to me about the surgery, I said, are you relieved and glad you didn't have it? And he said, yeah, I guess so. It was just a decision I made for myself, but maybe I should have. And that was the direct quote, maybe I should have had the surgery. And I probably should have followed up on that more, but I've been, you know, kind of following him on Instagram, and he seems fine since then. I mean, there was really no indication. This was really kept well under wraps that he had done this. So I was surprised that he actually went through with it, but not surprised that he was regretting the decision not to. There was definitely something up.
Mary Kay, when we talked to him in December about the timeline, if he were to elect to have the surgery, he said 6 to 8 months. So a lot of Browns fans, I think, want to know, all right, so if you're going to have the surgery, why play in the Pro Bowl and why wait to February to have it?
Well, that did set him back at least another month, but I think he was really trying to avoid having the surgery. I don't think this was a situation where he just wanted to go, you know, have some good times, go play in the Pro Bowl, have some fun. I don't think that was the case. I think he really was trying to rehab this thing and see if he could avoid the surgery. And then he went to the Pro Bowl and he felt the pain there and realized that he just was not going to be able to go through with that.
All right, Mary Kay, so your two wide receivers are both going to be coming into the season coming off, you know, injuries, nothing that's debilitating, obviously. And so they'll put a good face on it when the season gets underway. But how tough is it, and how tough of a job does that make it for the new head coach and this new organization to kind of get ready for the season when we heard that last year the guys were never really all that on the same page?
Well, once again, you have guys that aren't going to be able to practice very much. I don't care what anybody says. They're not going to be practicing much during training camp. They will do what they have to do to get ready for the season. I mean, Jarvis is expected back at some point during training camp. That doesn't mean that, you know, once you set foot in training camp that you're going to be 100% full go. It means that you will be there, that you will be very slowly easing your way back into it and eventually practicing with the team on a regular basis. So I think this is very significant. Both of these guys have undergone surgery in the offseason. And at a time when they're installing a new offense, and Baker Mayfield's going to be trying to get his mojo down with those guys. Once again, they are not going to be in practice full time.
And once again, the Browns unable to take a step forward in the offseason, too. Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer, joins us. Mary Kay, let's go to yesterday, meet the coordinator day. We get to do that pretty much every year now. And Alex Van Pelt, I thought, came off very candid in his assessment of Baker Mayfield. And just where are you? I mean, as far as the mechanics go, and he made it very clear he agrees with Baker. He doesn't think Baker should go see a quarterback guru and teach him something that, you know, he's not going to teach. How confident are you that they're going to be able to get those mechanics where they need to be, especially considering, well, they're not going to have a supporting cast here in the offseason?
Well, Baker's going to be on a learning curve, again, not only just in terms of the offense, but obviously now in terms of tweaking his mechanics and trying some new footwork. And he's going to have to be developing muscle memory. So these guys have a lot on their plate. This is Baker's going to have to really be focused and do exactly what they're asking him to do. And not only, again, learning a whole new scheme and new terminology and another new, a fourth coordinator, but now he is doing it again, as you mentioned, without his top two receivers for much of the off season. So there's a lot on his plate, and he's just going to have to step up to the plate and, you know, work overtime and do everything that he can to be that number one overall pick.
How does Baker show his commitment this off season in your mind?
Just working overtime. I mean, he right now, I'm sure, even as Alex Van Pelt said, he's got to be in the living room working on that new footwork with leading with the left foot and things like that. He's got to be studying that playbook like crazy. He's got to be conditioning and working out and doing everything that he possibly can and working with whatever receivers he can work with in the off season. But I think the good thing here for Baker Mayfield is that he's going to be coached this year. He's going to have structure, discipline, and they're going to give him a plan. And they're not going to mess around. And I think he'll do much, much better this year when he's not running the show, when they're running the show, and that he's getting the kind, and I'm sure he's craving it, actually, after the craziness of last year, that he's getting the coaching that he needs.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the hotline. So we saw yesterday, recently dismissed tight end Demetrius Harris now signing up with the Chicago Bears. I don't think that's a huge loss for the Browns. But TJ Carey I thought was interesting because he did play in all the games. Haven't had a chance to get your opinion on this since it went down. It did save them some salary cap money. They are well below the salary cap at this point. What did you make of that decision, and what do you think it means for some of the guys who could be in flux?
Well, I just think that they're reshaping the roster right now. I mean, Andrew Berry said he will be aggressive. And, you know, Joe Woods is in there. All the coaches are in there getting their eyes on these players and deciding, you know, who they want on their in their schemes and who they don't. And I just think that when you couple the money with the performance, they're making decisions like that right now. And you will see more of those. I've said this numerous times. Something's going to happen with Olivier Vernon, and I don't know if he will actually just be gone or if they'll try to see if he would like to take a pay cut. But they're not going to pay him $15 million next year. It's just not going to happen like that. So there will be more changes. We don't know yet if Joe Schobert will be back. There are other guys in that situation, Christian Kirksey. But there will be guys that are added. I mean, there are some safeties out there that I think the Browns will take a look at in free agency. You know, change is afoot, as it always is in a new regime.
Yeah, Mary Kay, it's just that I heard Jimmy Haslam say when all this went down that they thought as an organization they were really close. They didn't think they needed a massive overhaul. But I am starting to get the sense that this team's going to look completely different from a season ago. I know we're still going to have the same wide receivers, same running back, same quarterback, but that offensive line is going to change drastically, and I think the entire defense could change drastically. That, to me, is an overhaul.
Well, I mean, I don't know that you can make those bold proclamations, you know, the day that you are introducing your new GM. I mean, you haven't really dug into the film yet. The coaches haven't dug into the film. Nobody has said, hey, here's what we need to run this kind of scheme that we're running. So, you know, you just can't really say exactly how that's going to play out. But every single new regime comes in, they overhaul the roster, and that will happen here.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, Cleveland Plain Dealer, joining us on the hotline. Mary Kay, let's get to some NFL news. Came out late last night. Looks like 17th game going to move forward with the new collective bargaining agreement, the expanded playoffs, only one bye team. Are you ready for a 17th game of Cleveland Browns football?
You know, if it means fewer preseason games, yes, I'm all for it. I mean, those preseason games are just absolutely brutal. But I think they'll have to make other changes to go along with it, including players hate going against other teams in training camp. It's almost like playing another game. So, you know, maybe they'll fight to have that eliminated from the program and some other things. They'll have to get some things back if they're going to add a 17th game.
Expanded playoffs, they want to just have the one bye, according to, this proposal that's out there. Let me get your take on this. If that happens, does that make it harder for the Cleveland Browns to make and win a Super Bowl?
Well, it will make it harder on teams to do that. And I think that, you know, when you look at the Browns, they've got a really tough situation coming up here over the next few years because they're going to have to beat Lamar Jackson to win the AFC North. And now they might have to beat Joe Burrow to win the AFC North and possibly Ben Roethlisberger too. So you cannot be counting on, you know, wild card spots and things like that. I mean, you really have to gun to win your division, and it's going to be very, very difficult over the next few years.
Have you talked to anyone around the Browns, I hate to put you on the spot, about, you know, potential CBA changes and whether these players would be eager to take all that new money, even if it does mean a 17th game and expanded playoffs?
You know, I haven't really had a chance to talk to too many people about it yet, but we're going to the Combine next week, and that's the place where we'll get a chance to ask, you know, Andrew Berry, we'll ask Kevin Stefanski, we'll ask, you know, a lot of league types will be weighing in on this over the next couple of weeks.
All right, Mary Kay, we appreciate you coming on. I know you had to shift the schedule around, always something to talk about in the offseason. We thank you for coming on.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, there she is, Mary Kay Cabot, appearing on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We appreciate that, as always. Daryl, I find that interesting. I know every team has a player rep.
Yeah.
And, you know, they talk about these things from time to time, and they have to get together. The NFL kind of accelerated this packaging of this new CBA. I think it took people off guard. They're trying to get this ratified, the owners are, like ASAP.
Yeah, they're trying to push it through.
They want 17 games this season.
Like, they want to get this thing done by St. Patrick's Day.
And what does that do to, and this is what I want to talk about, 216-578-0092, what do fans think of 17 games, expanded playoffs? Do you think that helps the Browns or hurts the Browns? Do you care if the players are putting themselves out there for even more games, if it means more money? I want to hear about all of that when we come back. 216-578-0092. Daryl Ryder in for Kent Carmen. And coming up in just about 30 or so minutes, I have a theory. Get them ready. They can be about Daryl Ryder filling in. They can be about Andre Drummond going after Jason Lloyd.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.